Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Tamron Lenses and Keeble and Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. They have the perfect lens for you. Today's guests are Giants pitcher Jeff Samardzija and general manager Bobby Evans. We'll start with Jeff Samardzija.
Jeff, tell us about the start to the season. You've been throwing the ball really well. How much confidence do you have? Do you feel like you've kind of ingratiated yourself to your teammates in a new place?
I really liked how I was throwing the ball coming out of camp, which is always a good sign. And just kind of carried that over into the year, just sticking with the game plan. Getting to know everyone a little bit more helps out a lot. And, everyone likes to play the game. And obviously working with both new catchers. Just get through that first month and the first five, six starts and then start rolling from there.
I know there was talk about you overhauling your mechanics from last year. I don't know if it's an overhaul, but tell us about the adjustments that you made and what you're pleased with.
Yeah, just getting back to what's comfortable. A lot of times you start making adjustments and you just never quite feel normal. And I think when you get an off season to clear your head and then get back to work in the off season and camp and so on and so forth, you just get back to doing what feels good and start with a clean slate and then you start making minor adjustments from there. So I just feel good with where I'm at and arm feels good, which is always the most important thing.
The twist towards second base, I don't know how much you had done that before. What does that do for you as far as throwing the ball? And it seems like you're using that consistently now.
Yeah, I've always had a little bit of it, going back a handful of years, probably ever since I started starting. I was in the bullpen. I was only out of the stretch, so it was pretty simplified with what I was doing. But I knew if I wanted to throw 200 innings plus, you got to find it, and you got to use your whole body. You got to use your legs and your core, and obviously your arm. But for me, it was just a way of generating a little bit more velocity with a little less exertion. So it just feels comfortable for me. And as long as I'm nice and slow and calm and relaxed in my lift and my turn, and not ahead of myself, it usually works out all right.
Did Johnny Cueto figure into that at all? And how much do you look at what he does and admire because he does have so many different deliveries?
Yeah, no. See a lot of starters, a lot of guys that do the twist. And like I said, it's just physics. You're just kind of building up a little energy and then letting it go at the right time. But Johnny does his more for disrupting the hitter's timing. I don't necessarily do that. I kind of just do it for the result of the pitch and just to throw hard. Johnny twists and slide steps and does a lot of different things to keep those hitters' timing off.
Are you surprised that he's able to find his release point doing that? And how was that for you when you did start doing that twist? Just being able to repeat the release point when you try to feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, you're out there just being athletic. I think Johnny does that. He doesn't think about it too much, and he just lets his body take over. And I think everybody thinks everything's taught and cut in stone with how to throw a ball and this and that. But it's a game, and it's a fun game, and there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. And when you're on the mound, any way to get outs, you take it.
We'll have more with Giants pitcher Jeff Samardzija right after this. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keeble and Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble and Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. By the way, join us on Tuesday, May the 24th at Keeble and Shuckett Photography at 11 a.m., San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea will be our special guest for our on-site podcast. That's at Keeble and Shuckett Photography, 290 California Avenue in Palo Alto on Tuesday, May the 24th at 11 a.m.
You know, you can really tell that you love the game. And I know somebody at spring training was asking you about why you chose baseball over football. And you were talking about, you know, being out there all the time as a receiver in football. You never know when the quarterback's going to throw it to you. How much do you look at baseball and just really enjoy the game, knowing that, you know, you made the right decision and never look back?
I'm just happy I made the decision for the right reasons. And that was definitely for a love for the game. And you know, when you play at this level of any sport, you got to be committed and you have to be all in, and your heart has to be all into it to get through those tough times, to work hard in the off season when you don't have to. You know, professional sports, you got to be all in. And I knew if I chose baseball, I would be. I wouldn't go through the motions just because I enjoyed doing it. So to me, that's a big thing to help you have a long, you know, so hopefully successful career, is you definitely have to enjoy it.
You take your hitting seriously, obviously. I mean, we saw you break your bat over your knee when you struck out, and, you know, you get up there and you're real serious about it. So how have you come along as far as that? Because, you know, being over the American League, you were in the National League before, but you're getting a lot more at-bats here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your out counts the same as everybody else's. So, you know, to go up there and give away your out isn't the best thing, especially in the National League, where they're going to pitch around guys ahead of you to get to you. So you got to be able to handle the bat a little bit, and there's times when it can help you out. And you know, those games when you sit down in your chair afterwards and you realize that maybe you knocked across the leading run or the winning run, you know, back in the fourth or fifth inning, it kind of puts a smile on your face being a pitcher.
You know, Bruce Bochy has stuck with you and other pitchers later in the game, maybe than more than some managers that might have gone for a pitch hitter, you know, try to generate some offense. How much do you appreciate that? You know, when you have a start, it's a close game and you can go deep into the game. Even though the pitch count is getting up there, he's sticking with pitchers.
Yeah, it all depends on how you look. You know, I think Bochy is very smart in the fact that he doesn't go by the pitch count when to take guys out. He goes by their stuff. And if your stuff is still strong and you look like it's second, third inning, you know, there's really no reason to take you out, and especially if the game's close, because obviously you've done your job to keep it there, and he wants to give you that opportunity to get a win as a starter. You know, but we're all on the same page here, the staff and with Bochy. You know, we're here to win a game, and if that calls for a pinch hitter, you're darn right I'm going to be up there saying, yeah, go ahead and hit Parker or whatever, you know. So, you know, for me, I want to win the game. If I feel like me staying in the game is the best chance and he does too, then it's a simple decision after that. But, you know, every game's different. Every situation's different. You just got to try to win the game.
Was there a feeling out process, not only with him, but with Dave Righetti joining a new team? I mean, you've joined a new team before, but just tell us about what you go through trying to learn each other, what you like, what they like, and how you work through it.
Well, you know, they're pretty advanced here, the staff, and they do their homework. So I think they knew before I even got here, you know, how to approach me and how to talk to me. And then as a player, the other way, you know, you just want to be respectful, and I understand everything, all the success they've had here. And I want to soak some of that up, you know, some of that knowledge that they have and why they've been so successful. So it's just kind of a give and take early, you know. How does a guy like to be coached? How does he like to be talked to? And does he like film? Does he like hints, this or that? Some guys, everyone's different, and they do a great job of adjusting the way they coach each individual player.
How much do you think it'll help this staff? You guys have had a lot of ups and downs so far this year just as a team. You're right at 500 right now, but how much does it help that you have a lot of experience? You guys can lean on each other to know what you've been through before, whether it be positive or negative.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, coming from a different league and a different division, for me personally, it's nice to be able to talk to these guys that have faced, you know, these lineups. I think a couple of these pitchers have faced the Rockies, you know, 35 times or, you know, some crazy thing like that. So they have a little better idea of what's going on against those guys right now than I do. And it's nice to be able to bounce ideas off them. How do you get a guy out? You know, what's he hitting? Is he swinging early? And things like that, or just the whole feel for the whole lineup. You know, are they an aggressive lineup? Or are they looking to get you out of the game as a starter, or so on and so forth?
What does Buster Posey bring into the equation as far as that so far for you?
Just a sense of calm out there. You know, you got a guy like that back there, you respect him and you understand where he's been and his knowledge for the game and how much he loves the game also. So, you know he's watching every pitch and paying attention to the hitter. And you know, it's nice if you're a little unsure about something. It's nice to have that back there to rely on.
Before I let you go, got to have a little USC-Notre Dame thing here. I went to USC, and okay, You're a Notre Dame guy. So how much does that stick with you? Because Notre Dame is such a great school for sports and everything. Just, you know, rooting for your team and just the school spirit that exists there.
Yeah, you know, the older I get, the more I appreciate it. I think when you're young, you kind of take things for granted and you just think that's the way it was supposed to be, and that's where like it is everywhere, and it's not, you know. And definitely those are two schools that have a ton of history, and I think we're probably top three with maybe Michigan or something, the national championships or Alabama. So they travel well, and there's always heated rivalries, and they're consistently good, which is always exciting. It seems like every year, you know, they're playing for something, one of the teams or if not both.
How much did you get up for those games against SC?
Yeah, all football games you get up for them. Doesn't matter who you're playing. So you better be up for them, or you probably get your block knocked off.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck. Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Giants pitcher Jeff Samardzija. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now let's get to the conversation with Giants general manager Bobby Evans.
Bobby, first off, what are your thoughts just about the way the team has played? I mean, it's still real early, but you guys are right at 500 as we speak. So what do you think so far?
Well, I'd like to be in a better position. I feel like that we've got a team that, you know, really is better than a 500 team, and we just haven't, you know, had some of the breaks go our way. But as we go out day to day, I think that we're going to we've got a good run in us. We just got to get in all cylinders. I mean, having some guys out is tough, and we faced some good pitching lately, so our bats have struggled. But I think we're set up well right now for the division, but we've got a lot of work to do.
The back end of the rotation definitely has been an issue so far. How do you guys go about just looking at it, you know, as far as these guys are veterans, and you know, it seems like you have kind of a long leash with them because of their track record. How do you explain it?
Yeah, there's no doubt this club's a better club if both Kane and Peavy can be the Kane and Peavy that we know. And that's really the way we were designed, is for them to be who they have been. We don't necessarily need them to be our one and twos, of course. We need them to be the best fours and fives they can be. And, you know, that means, you know, pitching deeper into the games and giving our offense a chance to, you know, to win it for us. That said, you know, from our standpoint, you know, that's why we give them a leash, because of who they've been and what they're capable of doing, and ultimately how much better we'll be if they're right.
Yeah, I mean, having the knee-jerk reaction to things, is that something that has burned you at all in the past? I mean, where you just make a move where you really shouldn't have, and then, you know, something like that happens and a guy comes back and proves you wrong?
I don't know that we've seen ourselves proved wrong as much as just well aware of the, you know, the challenges that these guys face physically, and you know, start to start and outing to outing, and, you know, team to team, and when there's been injuries or there's been time away, and, you know, in each guy's case, they've had their struggles, but at the same time we've also seen the success, and that really keeps our hope alive that they can get more to where they used to be.
A lot of people want to know about, you know, Tim Lincecum. You saw him throw in that showcase, and you actually had seen him before that. So, you know, where does it stand as far as the Giants' possible interest in Lincecum?
Well, we've kept an open door. I mean, I think that, you know, for him, he's got to really evaluate opportunities and situations out there that are afforded to him in terms of role. I mean, he's particularly interested in starting. I mean, for us, really see it more in the bullpen. That said, you know, we understand really what you know what his options will be, and he'll have to, you know, make a decision here soon, I think.
More with Giants general manager Bobby Evans in just a moment. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common, or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com.
Bobby, you know, it looks like Mack Williamson and Jarrett Parker are going to be sort of bouncing back and forth the way it stands right now. How tough is that for a player, or, you know, how do you prepare them for that kind of situation where you might be bouncing back and forth AAA major leagues?
Well, we're just honest with them, and even talked to them about that this spring. There's going to be times where we'll be facing clubs with some tough lefties and we'll want to go with Williamson. There's times we'll be facing a lot more righties. We'll want to go with Parker. And at the same time, we also know that with Pagan healthy, there's more time off the bench for both of them. So we want to make sure that they both are playing on a regular basis. So at the same time, we want to go with hot hands. And right now, Parker's the hot hand. Of course, Williamson came up as the hot hand, but he had a week up here and we didn't get a ton of playing time. We got a little bit of playing time, but now he can go back and get on a regular basis, consistent at bats, and give Parker his first shot up here to start the season.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that too, because it seems like around baseball, there aren't any Manny Motas anymore or Mark Sweeney's. I mean, a lot of times the bench consists of guys like younger guys like a Trevor Brown, Mack Williamson, Jarrett Parker, Kelby Tomlinson. They're going to come off your bench and you're asking them to be good pinch hitters. So, you know, how much of a challenge is it for those younger guys?
It's a very tough role for a young player, and that's not lost on us. At the same time, though, there is added value for them to get the experience, to get exposure, to get a chance to see some of the big league pitching here, to keep them hungry, to keep them aware of what they're shooting for. Ultimately, you want both guys to come up here and play every day. I mean, that's the goal. That said, this is an opportunity that they can take advantage of, and in whatever way we can help them take advantage of it but not stunt their growth, that's the goal. And at the same time, we want to help this big league club in every way we can. And when they come up and you swing the bat like Parker did on the first pitch yesterday, it shows you that he's capable of doing some damage. And I think that's a threat that we have off the bench now for the next few days or beyond, and we'll take advantage of it.
Yeah, you had that three-homer game in the minor leagues this year, had a three-homer game for you guys last year. What about the way Brandon Belt's swinging the bat right now? He always seems to have that adjustment that he makes, and then he can get on fire with that. You know, how amazing is that a player can make, you know, one adjustment and it could really turn him around?
No, I think that's what's so unique about the game. I mean, the game is a game of adjustments, but at the same time, it's finding the ability to make that adjustment and stick to it. And our coaches on a day-to-day basis talk through those adjustments with the players, and sometimes it takes time to buy into it, and sometimes guys talk to each other, and sometimes guys notice it on their own watching video. And I think Brandon studied his swing and his approach going back to college, so he's very familiar with what he needs to do, and you know, very proud of the fact he's off to such a great start. And you know, and he's in an RBI position in this lineup, and need him to drive in runs and at the same time get on base so other guys can drive him in.
Yeah, I did notice something today before I let you go. Every locker has an iPad in there. It's amazing the technology these guys have. I mean, it really can be helpful to kind of go through at bats whenever you need to. It's so much different than it was, you know, if you go back 10 years ago.
Yeah, I used to have a small video room where guys would line up and it's my turn to see my video, and you're rewinding a VHS tape. So we've come a long way with the digital age, and players are, you know, very savvy too, and they know how to work this stuff and know what they can add and apps and tools and you know, in many ways are their own best coach. But our staff does a good job of helping them understand how to use the video in a way that's strategic and helpful and not distracting.
All right, Bobby. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Thank you. You got it.
That's Giants general manager Bobby Evans. Want to thank him and Giants pitcher Jeff Samardzija for joining us today on thesportsvirus.com. On Monday, we'll be chatting with Jason Stark from ESPN, so looking forward to that. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.